Welcome to Designer Pool Covers, your go-to podcast for all things related to pool safety and design. In today's episode, we're diving deep into the importance of prioritizing safety in swimming pool design and exploring various pool safety considerations that every pool owner should be aware of. So, let's jump right in. Prioritizing pool safety in swimming pool design, pool safety considerations. When it comes to designing a swimming pool, prioritizing safety is paramount. There are various pool safety considerations that need to be taken into account to ensure the well-being of users. These considerations include appropriate fencing and barriers, slip-resistant surfaces, depth markings, safety signs, life-saving equipment, proper lighting, pool covers, water quality, chemical balance, and staff training. Key takeaways. Proper fencing and barriers are essential for pool safety. Clear depth markings and safe entry and exit points are crucial. Regular maintenance of water quality and chemical balance is necessary. Proper training for staff members responsible for safety is important. Fencing and barriers. One of the first safety considerations when designing a pool is to install appropriate fencing and barriers. These provide a physical barrier to prevent unauthorized access and also act as a visual cue for swimmers, especially children, to stay away from the pool area when it is not in use. Slip-resistant surfaces. To prevent accidents and slips, it is crucial to choose slip-resistant surfaces for the pool deck and surrounding areas. Various materials like rubber, textured concrete, and slip-resistant vinyl flooring are utilized to ensure optimal traction and reduce the risk of slips and falls. Depth markings. Clearly visible depth markings are essential for swimmers to gauge the depth of the pool accurately. These markings provide crucial information that prevents swimmers from diving into shallow areas or venturing into deep ends without proper preparation. Safety signs. Installing safety signs around the pool area is an effective way to inform swimmers about potential hazards and provide important instructions for pool usage. Safety signs serve as visual cues to communicate significant information and warnings that promote safety and prevent accidents. Lifeguard and staff training. Having life-saving equipment readily available is crucial in case of emergencies. However, having trained personnel who know how to use the equipment properly is equally important. All lifeguards and staff members responsible for safety should receive adequate training on the use of life-saving equipment and rescue techniques. Here are some frequently asked questions. What are some important pool safety considerations when designing a swimming pool? Some important pool safety considerations include installing appropriate fencing and barriers, using slip-resistant surfaces, providing clear depth markings, installing safety signs, having life-saving equipment readily available, ensuring proper lighting, using pool covers, maintaining water quality and chemical balance, and providing lifeguard and staff training. What materials should be used for fencing and barriers around the pool? Fencing and barriers should be made of sturdy materials, such as metal or glass, to ensure the safety of the pool area. How high should the pool fence be? The height of the pool fence should be at least 1.2 meters to prevent unsupervised access to the pool area. What are some examples of slip-resistant surfaces for the pool deck? Examples of slip-resistant surfaces for the pool deck include textured concrete and rubberized tiles, which provide good traction even when wet. Why are depth markings important in a swimming pool? Depth markings are important for swimmers to accurately gauge the depth of the pool and make informed decisions about which areas are safe for different activities. What should be included in safety signs around the pool area? Safety signs should include information on pool rules, no diving zones, and emergency contact numbers to inform swimmers about potential hazards and provide important instructions. What life-saving equipment should be readily available in a swimming pool? Every swimming pool should be equipped with rescue buoys, life jackets, and a first aid kit, which should be stored in easily accessible locations around the pool area. Why is proper lighting important for pool safety? Proper lighting ensures that swimmers can see potential hazards, helps lifeguards or pool attendants monitor the pool effectively, and enhances visibility during evening or nighttime use. What is the purpose of using pool covers? Pool covers can prevent accidental falls into the water, especially for young children or pets, when the pool is not in use. They should be sturdy and secure, and regular inspection and maintenance are important to ensure their effectiveness. Why is maintaining water quality and chemical balance important in a swimming pool? Maintaining proper water quality and chemical balance is essential for the safety and health of swimmers. Regular monitoring and adherence to guidelines are necessary to prevent the growth of harmful bacteria and ensure a safe swimming environment. What training should lifeguards and staff members receive? Lifeguards should receive training in rescue techniques, CPR, and other life-saving skills. Staff members should also be knowledgeable about pool rules and emergency procedures to handle safety incidents effectively. In conclusion, prioritizing safety in swimming pool design is crucial for creating a safe and enjoyable environment for all swimmers. By considering factors like fencing, slip-resistant surfaces, depth markings, safety signs, lifeguard training, and proper lighting, pool owners can minimize risks and prevent accidents. Remember, safety is an ongoing process that requires regular maintenance, training, and awareness to ensure the well-being of all pool users.